It's time your hard-earned money works harder for you. With the Wealthfront Cash Account, your uninvested cash earns a 3.75% APY, which is higher than the average savings rate. No account fees, no minimums, and free instant withdrawals to eligible accounts anytime. Join over a million people who trust Wealthfront to build wealth at Wealthfront.com. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, and is not a bank. APY on deposits as of September 26, 2025, is representative, subject to change, and requires no minimum. Funds are swept to program banks where they earn the variable APY.
Good morning, beautiful people. This is just after the Sahasra Rama. Sorry for the interruption. That's an ad. Never mind. Now I'll be doing a series like I promised. The Career Deep End Jobs, Career, Talents, Abilities, and we'll explore this whole area we call career circa 2023, right? There was nothing like career before in the world. Industrially changed all that stuff, and now artificial intelligence is changing a whole lot of stuff, as we can see. So where I come from in this briefly, career for me is just a thing you do in the world. Or is it something more than that to you? This we got to see and examine for ourselves, yeah? What does career really mean to me? Where I come from is to explore more from the aspect of where the talents and abilities lie. Where are your talents? Where are your abilities? What is it that drives you innately? That's what's important to know from where I come from. Not where you will eventually land up, because the jobs or the career or jobs, whatever you will do, is not so much about the position or the CEO or the success or the money. These are all very linear, narrow human terms. What you are here to do as a soul shows up in the chart, and that's what we shall explore. The birth chart, the D1, and the D10, the 10th divisional chart. Now I shall go through some slides where we shall explore what exactly is the D10, and we'll simplify that as we go along. Okay, so thank you for joining me here. Thank you for your likes, share, subscribes, and let's get started. And we shall do case studies also later on. Okay, all right, let's get started. There you go. What is a career or D10 chart? Now, if you remember the Navamsha and my Navamsha playlist, where we talked about the principles of Navamsha, we have the old zodiac pie over there. And I have taken Gemini as the examples, as you can see, right? So Gemini was divided into 9 parts, Navamsha, in the Navamsha. In D10, it is divided into 10 parts. Now, I couldn't find out any good picture for you, beautiful people, on the internet about this 10 divisions, like a circular pie. Others I don't use because they're too confusing. So number one, the D10 divides each zodiac into 10 parts, as opposed to D9 into 9 parts, the zodiac. Don't confuse it with nakshatra, it's the zodiac sign. Gemini is divided into 10 parts, Taurus is divided into 10 parts, and so on. Okay, so each amsha or each part is of 3 degrees, because it's a 30 degree belt of each zodiac. 3 degrees into 10. The unit division ends in Capricorn. In Navamsha, it ended in Sagittarius. Of course, there's an overlap because of all of this thing. In Gemini, you don't see that. If you look at the same pie chart in Aries, it ends with Sagittarius, right? The last Amsha is Sagittarius. Same way in, for Aries, the same Aries in Dashamsha or 10th divisional chart, it will end in Capricorn, the 10th sign, the house of karma. Why D10 for career? Since it pertains to the 10th house, the house of career, what you do in the external world, essentially. The work you do in the external world. That's why the D10 chart is consulted for all things regarding career, job, business, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Now, let's see next slide. Try to kind of minimize myself in a tiny little box over there. Okay, just like we saw in the natal or Navamsha chart, D1 chart, what it represents you, what your personality is, who you are as a human being. Even though you might go on zooming into all the charts and all the respective things, you are still you. Navamsha is how you behave with spouse and what happens to you later in life. D10 is what you do in your career. So the house and the significations of the 12th house change in D10. So what do D10 houses mean essentially? Let's see one by one. House number one. House number one, which gives you what career options is suited to you as per your work personality. Your work kind of personality, who you show up in the world as. You're not the same person with your parents, for example, as you are with your boss and colleagues, no? So, and this we will take it with respect to nakshatra. This is where we'll go 27 times, right? Once again, around the clock, around the pie. To see what nakshatra dictates, what kind of professions you will be suited at. And we shall see this with first with principles, next video with further videos with case studies and so on and so forth. The second house is Artha house, right, in the chart, which shows what your values at work are, how you talk to your colleagues, and also the amount of wealth earned wealth, because this is a house of work. This is what you work as also. The third house is the Kama house, where it shows in D10 chart. All this is only in D10 chart, yeah? The colleagues and the peers, your colleagues at work, what kind of colleagues you will have, who are your peers at workplace, competitive spirit. Third house is ruled by Mars, right? Generally, it's a Karaka of the house, so it stands for competition. Are you a competitive person, right? Are you kind of a go-getter? And your skills, because third house is also the house of skills, but now the skills translate to work only, career. The fourth house, because it's an emotional house, it translates in D10 to career satisfaction. Or if you want to have a home-based business, like many do now, it also works out to attachment to work. What kind of emotional satisfaction do you derive or not with respect to your work? Sorry, coffee break. The fifth house is creativity at your workplace, because fifth house is the house of creativity. Fifth house also stands for children in the D1 chart. So in the D10 chart, it becomes subordinates as opposed to your boss. It also represents change of jobs, if you want to change the job and the type of work you're going to do. Now this fifth house also ties in with what is your creative intelligence like. How is your innate creative intelligence applied to your place of work? Think of it that way. The sixth house is the house of enemies in the D1. So here it becomes competition, like the third house, the carrier of the third house, you might say. Enemies in opposition and obstacles at your workplace. Let's face it, we are all competing in the workplace, right? The new energy that will shift and change, but yes, that is the thing. Seventh house in the D1 represented spouse. In this one represents business partnership. This is where the house characteristics sort of change and blend. Business partnership or spouse with respect to career. How well is your spouse supporting your career? See? Eighth house, moksha house, ups and downs. It represents the ups and downs in your career. Everything translates to in your career, in your workplace. Ups and downs, joint assets. If you have joint assets, if you have a business in the 7th house, then 8th house will denote those joint assets. Number 9, the 9th house, mentors at work, because it stands for the place of guru. 9th house, right? Guru, philosophy, higher learning, maybe higher education. Good luck. Are you lucky at work? Do you get all the good stuff, right projects, you know? The creamy projects to work on, that kind of a thing. It also stands for working abroad. If you're going to work long distance, you go to foreign lands and come back. Mind you, there's a difference between typically the 9th house and the 12th house. 9th house might dedicate you're going to work and come back to the homeland, going to work, come back. 12th house, in the same sense, foreign lands, yes, but it might be permanent settlement abroad also, depending on the placements. Now we come to the 10th house in the D10 chart, which is authority, which is boss. What kind of a boss will you have at workplace? Again, this you have got to do both with D1 and D10, okay? I'm just giving you the D10 houses, what they mean. authority, boss, position, appreciation, whether you'll achieve fame, success, whether you'll become a leader in your workplace, all that is dictated by the 10th house and how it works. The nakshatra, the planets, and so on, we'll see this. The 11th house is fulfillment, because 11th house is the realization of all your long-term dreams, long-term desires of life. Financial success, the community, the social network, because it's also a house of social media. Right? The 12th house is moksha, you're getting out of it, so it stands for retirement. Finally, when you are done with all this circus and drama, you're retiring. You're getting out of the mainstream and you're coming back to your... So it signifies retirement, settlement abroad, like I said, as opposed to only work abroad. Working behind the scenes, because 12th house is all for everything hidden. It can also mean hidden enemies at work. The backstabbers, so to speak. The scenes of working behind the scenes. Loss of job in transits. Loss of job does not mean 12th house has got some malefic planets and you're always loss of job. No, that's why I put it in bracket. In transit. In transit, if something is going through, that period you might change jobs. Means you must lose one and get another one. Right? That's all it means. Loss of one thing is gain of something else. Okay? Let's get to the next one. I wanted to put some D10 career basics. These are the basic things you need to know. The D1 and D10 charts both to be seen for understanding talent, ability, and therefore the career satisfaction and a sense of personal fulfillment. Number 2, typical approach. The typical approach which we did for D9 also somewhat carries to D10, what we did in the Navamsha. The ascendant angle, the cusp of the ascendant, the nakshatra sign in the cusp of the ascendant, nakshatra of the planets, especially the 10th house and lords of the 10th house, first house and lords of the first house, their placements in both D1 and D10 to be examined. You're talking 1 and 10 now, when you talk of career, jobs, business, etc. For understanding the drive, talents, approach and professional possibility, these are all possibilities and potentials only. If you don't move your ass, nothing is going to happen. Number 3, circa 2023 and forward, all kinds of professional fields in mainstream are undergoing rapid transformation. The old human ideas of work and career themselves are shifting their ground realities. Therefore, it is vital for all young people out there, all you wonderful fans, to understand your own energy, your own spirit, and how and what is best suited for you, your personality, your fire, your passion, and therefore your fulfillment. Everybody's passionate about one thing or the other. It is never the same. These talents we are trying to uncover here through this analysis. Number 4, concepts like success, fame, leadership are very illusory. In my own experience as being a leader, are meaningless and redundant when it comes to who and what you are. That's what's important. As an embodied soul in human form, and have come to enjoy and play joyfully in this earth. You're in this earth for a little while. How big is your career anyway? These HR people, human resource people, are idiots. They are just trying to promote all hang carrots of all kind. You do this and we promote to the next level. That doesn't mean anything for you, for your soul. You're there only, you're going to do work for 20-30 years and then you're finished. It's a very short time, trust me. So I do not encourage young people to ever go in that direction. I do not encourage you to chase success or chase fame or chase leadership or chase even big money. It's a waste of your life. Do not seek success, but seek clarity, seek your own personal empowerment, find out your passion, your bliss, your inner fire, and go in that direction. That will be more fulfilling to you when you look back upon your career, your life, and go, wow, I did all that shit. Imagine that, right? That's the feeling you want to finish with. Now let's see a concept that is called deities. There's a concept called deities, and I'll go back to the presentation and we'll see that. Okay, so there's a concept called the deities, as you can see on the screen. Okay, we'll go to the screen and presentation here. The deities are 10 of them. And I'll go through the qualities of the deities, because this is very important to understand the personality. We divided the zodiac into 10 parts. Each of these parts has got a deity or a ruling kind of archetype, you might call it. Right? This is an archetype of energies and is signified in terms of Vedic archetypal qualities, you might say. Okay? So here, Indra is the king of the Devas. Wow, the thing is really twisted. Hang on. Yeah, okay. Indra is the king of the Devas. 0 to 3 degrees. Okay, first let me go through the degrees. 0 to 3 degrees is Indra. Agni is 3 to 6 degrees. Yama is 6 to 9 degrees. Asura is 9 to 12. It's just 3 degrees each, all the way going up till Ananta, that 10th part, which finishes the zodiac. Right? We are divided into 3 degrees each Amsha. And each Amsha stands for a particular deity. Right? Simple. That's in its simplicity. Okay, let me just get back to you on this because the Zoom on my screen made something else over here. Hang on a minute. That should be much better, yeah? Sorry about that. So, Indra is the king of the Devas. Okay, the lord of the Devas. Devas are nothing but all the elemental forces, the elemental powers. And Indra is the lord of all of them. So 0 to 3 degrees Amsha shows the Indra kind of qualities, the king of the Devas. In D10 chart, the presence of Indra may indicate leadership qualities. The angle and the nakshatra at which these planets lie show you the hint there of your propensity or your quality to bring to the table in the workplace. We're talking about the workplace here. Leadership qualities, power, authority, and success in one's career or profession, right? That's Indra. Now, second one is Agni. Agni is the element of fire and represents transformation and purification in general. When Agni is prominent in D10, that means when planets or points are lying, even ascendant or the 10th lord, is lying in 3 to 6 degrees, it signifies a person with strong work ethic, determination and ability to overcome challenges in their professional life. That's the 3 to 6 degrees. The 6 to 9 degrees in any chart in the D10 and in D1 also to an extent, but this is predominantly used in D10, so we'll stick to D10, the angle of talents. Yama is the god of death or the god of righteousness, dharma. In D10, Yama's presence may indicate a strong sense of responsibility, discipline, and adherence to moral and ethical principles in one's career. Okay, we'll see how this plays out in case studies is better. Number 4, Asura. 9 to 12 degrees is Asura. Asuras are considered powerful and more dominant in Rakshasa Gana Nakshatras if this plays out. Rakshasa Gana is the nakshatras. You've got to see my nakshatra playlist. This is where we get to deep dive of Vedic astrology. In the D10 chart, the presence of Asura may indicate a competitive nature, ambition, and drive to achieve success. That's 9 to 12 degrees. The fifth one is Varuna. 12 to 15 degrees if the planets or points are in angle in the D10 chart. It signifies there is more Varuna element. Varuna is a god of cosmic waters, ethers, also waters as in physical water. Signifies deep emotion, flow of energy in the emotional body. In D10 chart, Varuna's presence may indicate a person with excellent communication skills, adaptability, ability to connect with others in their professional endeavors. So these people can become good emotional communicators. Yeah, important, isn't it? The sixth one, Vayu, 15 to 18 degrees is Vayu. Vayu is god of wind, represents movement and agility. When Vayu is prominent in the D10 chart, it suggests a person who is dynamic, flexible, and capable of swiftly adapting to changing circumstances in their career. Moves like the wind, right? Sorry. Okay. Number 7 is Kubera, wealth, money. Show me the money. Now everybody wants money. The angle is between 18 to 21 degrees. So when planets of points in your D10 chart are between 18 to 21 degrees, it shows the god of wealth and prosperity is more prominent for you. Which is a drive to accomplish that as well. Presence of Kubera may indicate financial success, abundance, and potential for material gains in one's profession. Number 8, Ishana, 21 to 24 degrees. Ishana means the direction of northeast. It also stands for Lord Shiva. Represents spiritual growth and enlightenment. See the transition when we go from 1 to 10, how it transcends in the profession itself. In D10 chart, Ishana's presence may suggest a person with deep spiritual connection and the ability to find purpose and meaning in their professional life. Number 9, Brahma, 24 to 27 degrees. So if any planets or points in your D10 chart fall between 24 and 27, there is a more Brahma element or archetype in you, in your chart, in your profession. Is a creator. Brahma is a creator, so it represents high creativity, intellectual capability, innovative thinking. These people can become great innovators within the workplace. Doesn't matter where they are doing research and development or within an organization like a corporate culture, banking, institutions of all kinds, companies of all kinds, maybe even engineering companies. Innovative thinking, the potential for significant achievements in your career. Lastly, Ananta. Ananta is the cosmic serpent. Sheshnag, Anantnag represents infinity and eternity. In the D10 chart, Ananta's presence may indicate a person with long-lasting success, stability, and ability to make enduring contributions in their professional field. Personally speaking, I have a lot of Ananta stuff in my D10 chart. So looking back on my life, I was like, wow, that's why I did all of this stuff. Very unique projects, very unique CV, I have very unique resume. Like, I have not seen another instrument engineer who has done so many things, very first time kind of things. So the unique contributions in the world can also be called Ananta. We'll examine this in case studies, so it'll be more clearer to you. Last, we finish up this last one. So we'll finish up with this basic principle, and I'll cover this more as we go along. It's too much to digest in one video, right? So that's the D1 chart on your left, and it transforms to D10 in your career. Meaning what? You're the same person. D1 will always remain D1. D10 is what you do at work. There's just one part of your life. You don't have to give overindulgence into one part of your life. You've got so many other parts of your life. Don't neglect your home front because of career. Right, so both are present, both need to be considered. We will consider both the D1 and D10 chart as we go along, okay? And we'll examine, I would think, directly in terms of case study rather than going through, this is what I'm thinking aloud here, rather than going into just principles and dry stuff. So we'll just directly maybe go into case studies. Let me work on it for you. So number one, the transformation of D1 Lords of Talent. Lords of Talent is what? Mercury, Venus, Mars. D1 Lords of Knowledge, Jupiter. D1 Lord of Work, Saturn. Saturn is just a workaholic. As well as Rahu and Ketu with all nakshatras and deities to D10. Meaning what? We will see the transition, how it works from D1 to D10. Suppose there is Venus here, the first house in D10, D1. Where does Venus go and land in the D10? You see, this one. Where does Venus go from here to here? There's always that. We'll do that in case studies. Number two, the Ascendant and the Lord of Ascendant with the Nakshatra and the 10th house sign and Lord and Nakshatra of D1 to D10 also we should consider, because we are specifically focusing on work and here. Yeah? So we will do that. This is the career playlist. Welcome to the career playlist. The earlier ones which I made was when I myself was pretty raw in the whole thing. This is further development over the last 2 years. So now let's do it. And now I'm kind of being prompted to go in for, if you need career consultation, my email is linked in the description box. You can get in touch with me over my email if you need a reading or so. But I do only personal, so Zoom, be ready to Zoom. I don't do just blind charts, doesn't help anyone. If I just give you a chart analysis or Word document, you'll take it and throw it in the trash can. I'm interested in helping you. So I have to know who you are, what your personal circumstances is. Be ready to zoom and chat with me first. Chart comes later. Chat comes first. Okay. Take care. Be safe.